This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO has said it would warmly welcome Finland and Sweden as members should they consider applying. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At a news conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said if the two European states go through with an application, it would not take long for their memberships to be made official.
We are in dialogue with Finland and Sweden, and it's their decision. But if they decide to apply, Finland and Sweden will be warmly welcomed and expect the process to go quickly.
Stoltenberg's remarks came as public support in Finland and Sweden for NATO membership mounts in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Media speculation in the two countries suggests the two might apply in mid-May. Stoltenberg also warned Russia against bullying the two nations into not applying.
When Russia tries in a way to threaten to intimidate Finland and Sweden from not applying, it just demonstrates how Russia is not respecting the basic right of every nation to choose its own path.
I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden asked Congress on Thursday to approve $33 billion in additional aid for Ukraine to help it resist invading Russian forces over the next 5 months. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed legislation aimed at getting military assistance to Ukraine faster. The White House said the new $33 billion spending plan would include more than $20 billion in new weaponry and military assistance, $8.5 billion in economic aid, and the rest would go toward humanitarian aid and food programs. Later in the day, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act by a vote of 417 to 10. The Senate had already voted in support. VOA News. The former Minneapolis police officer found guilty of murder in the killing of George Floyd has appealed his conviction, saying, among other things, that the jury was intimidated by ongoing and sometimes violent protests and prejudiced by excessive pretrial publicity. Derek Chauvin asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals in a court filing Monday to reverse his conviction, reverse and remand for a new trial in a new venue, or order a resentencing. Last June, Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill sentenced Chauvin to 22 and a half years in prison after jurors found him guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Floyd died on May 25, 2020, after Chauvin pinned the black man to the ground with his knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. The U.S. economy shrank during the first quarter of the year, but things may be less dire than the numbers convey. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Commerce Department reports their estimate of the U.S. gross domestic product shrank 1.4% in the first quarter. That's the first contraction since the pandemic recession, far below the 6.9% growth in the previous quarter. You may ask why this is happening since consumers and businesses increased spending at a 3.7% annual rate, and unemployment is at a 50-year low. Economists say growth slowed because businesses were slow to restock inventories that were especially high last quarter, government pandemic checks dried up, and there's also been a sharp drop in U.S. exports, possibly due to economic turbulence overseas and the high value of the dollar. With strong hiring, wage, and spending figures, U.S. economists are forecasting a rebound, even with inflation, interest rate hikes, and uncertainty over COVID-19 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Globally, the IMF expects growth at a more measured pace of 3.6% this year, down from a blistering 6.1% in 2021. Jennifer King, Washington.
The fall of the U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan gave Taliban fighters access to more than $7 billion worth of American military equipment. This, according to data in a report submitted to this earlier this week to lawmakers in the United States and confirmed by the Pentagon. The findings, first reported by CNN, shed light on the extent to which Washington sought to build, support, and maintain the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces as a counterbalance to the Taliban and terror groups such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State Khorasan. The report also details the weaponry and equipment left in Afghanistan once the last U.S. troops left the international airport in Kabul on August 30th of 2021. Some of those items were later brandished publicly by Taliban fighters. And recapping our top story this hour, NATO has said it would warmly welcome Finland and Sweden as members should they consider applying. Marissa Melton, VOA News.